Why does social media suck? Welcome back to After Our Happy Hour. We are your chaotic but cathartic co-host. I'm Vicky.
I'm Jamila.
I'm Sharon.
And today's topic is exactly what that question is. We're going to talk about our relationship with social media, why we haven't been liking it, and things about social media that we do not like.
I could kick us off with the first question then. Why do you think social media suck? / why do you hate social media, if at all?
I wonder if Jam's feed will be the same, because I know she's not invested into like news and politics as I am, but I don't like social media, specifically Instagram, is because I follow a ton of news outlets. So like majority of my feed is like what's happening in the world, or like what is happening in your neighborhood and things like that. And it's a very negative feed because our world's not looking so hot right now. So that's why I haven't been liking social media, and why I want to do like a social media cleanse, because I feel like every time I open Instagram, I'm just like, wow, this world sucks.
I haven't been enjoying or liking social media because in the past like 2 years, it's been just an inundation of like information all at once. So I feel like it's very overwhelming for the mind sometimes, and my attention span has gone to shit. Comparison is like pretty bad. And then you just like sometimes just like spend so many minutes, hours on it unwillingly, and then you feel like shit after, and then you do it all over again.
I don't hate social media. I actually think I use it the least of us. I think that's why. I'm only on TikTok to post our TikToks. And I'm making more content for my own personal TikTok. So I make it, but I don't really consume it that much. So a lot of the time when I'm on Instagram, I'm on my really private Instagram where I follow all my K-pop stuff. So every time I go on Instagram, it's actually downtime for me. I'm just scrolling through whatever K-pop news there are, or when I'm on YouTube, I scroll through more K-pop stuff, or I watch vlogs. That's why I don't hate it.
It's not social media. It's just TikTok, actually, for me.
Contrary to maybe like Sharon and other people, I actually really like TikTok because I think that's my happy place. Maybe because the algorithm that I built for myself is everything that I like. I mindlessly do spend way too much time on TikTok, but in the best way possible, because it's like all happy stuff that I would want to see. And I have a lot of like learning videos, so I feel like I learn a lot on TikTok.
I think maybe, I don't know if it's just because I scroll on TikTok so much so that it's so diverse, but I get big spectrums of sometimes I'm just laughing versus other times it's news. Other times it's like it's basically everything. So I think it just really depends on what I see.
Is there a worst or a best for you guys platform wise?
Do you count YouTube as social media? You do, right?
Yeah. I was going to ask, like, where does YouTube come into play for this? Because in my mind, I feel like YouTube is super intentional. TikTok and Instagram is a scrolling thing, versus YouTube is like you choose what you want to watch. You click into it and then you like take the time to like find something that you actually want to watch.
I wouldn't say it's a best or worst. It's more like which platform I spend more time on. I would say I spend the most time on YouTube / Instagram. I think it's very even at this point. The one I spend the least on is TikTok. It's not that I don't like TikTok. I just don't find myself consuming their content.
Best is YouTube for sure. I think YouTube is my safe space because I am still to this day very picky with what I even decide to click on. So I'm like pretty loyal to who I'm subscribed to, but then based off the algorithm, I'll get like the one-offs, right? For example, I watched like the whole drama thing with like Your Mom's House. Kelly and Ashley and Elliot's videos have been popping up, but I still won't click into them because I am like very selective with who I want to watch. So there's that. And then worse is TikTok. And then Instagram has never been a problem for me. I've always like really liked Instagram because, especially with my new Instagram account, it's only people that I actually care about. Not that if I don't follow you, I don't care about you, but like especially with like high school people, I don't follow those people anymore, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like a smaller group. And so I want to know what you're doing, or like you being like happy doesn't make me not be happy for you or stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So like I like seeing that. So Instagram's never really a problem for me either. I don't use the search, like the explore page.
Oh, same. I wonder who does. Like I never use the explore. Oh, you do?
Yeah.
What do you do on it? You just scroll through it?
Yeah, I just go to explore, I look, and then sometimes I click on the reels and I just go through the reels.
Oh, interesting.
I think it's because the algorithm is very much to what I like. It's like similar to how you guys are on TikTok. I think for me, it's just like I could get the same thing that I usually get through TikTok and Instagram. So why am I diverging my attention to like two different apps where I could just focus on one?
I recently started muting a lot of people on Instagram.
I didn't even know you could do that.
Yeah.
What does that mean? Like, you can't see their stories or posts?
Yeah. You get to choose. So, like, when you mute them, they'll ask you, do you want to just do, like, stories or posts? And for people that I, like, have no contact with whatsoever, I feel bad, like, unfollowing them because I know some people are very articulate about that stuff. So, I just mute it. And I'm just also curious. And if I ever want to know, I could still, like, follow them, you know? But that means that my feed is, like, almost 98% news outlets at this point. It's either that or like the few celebrities that I do follow.
So that's your least favorite?
Yeah, I think that would be my worst. Actually, I know you guys don't use Twitter, but I think that is my best because Twitter is so funny to me. Like, I haven't used it, but I think before when I was like very active on Twitter, I've created such a like my current humor feed that like on it is so funny, and like I feel like people on Twitter are just my kind of people, so I really like Twitter. That's my best. Probably YouTube is slowly becoming the worst for me too.
What?
Not because it's toxic, but because I'm bored of it.
Oh
yeah. What? Like every time I like pull up YouTube, I spend more time trying to find something to watch than I actually do spend time watching things on there. And then TikTok is probably like second best after Twitter.
Oh my gosh, I forgot Be Real. I love Be Real.
Oh,
I'm surrounded by social media. I can see why you like
it. I feel like I would too. Because you told us about it before it got like
really, really
like big. You told us about it in the beginning, I remember.
Yeah, when I was still in Korea, I started doing it. I think I really just enjoy like how selective it is or you can be. And I like that I just have a picture of every day, and I have had one from basically all of 2022.
Can you like look at it?
Yeah. There's like an archive of every picture.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, I like that.
Yeah.
Fuck. I'm not going to get it though.
See, I tried, but it was just too much effort for me.
You know, it took me a minute to realize that it's called Be Real because they purposely want you to only take it in that like 2 minute period, no matter what you're doing. And I didn't realize that because literally like 80% of why I use it is to remember what I'm doing that specific day and like have an archive of it. So then I am fake. I'm being fake, and I save my Be Real for when I'm like doing a special moment, then I'll take a picture. Like if I know that I don't have plans for that day, then I'll take it in those 2 minutes. But if I have a plan, then I'll be like, I'm ignoring the notification until like that plan comes up, so I remember it.
No, see, I don't know much about Be Real, but I wish that if you miss your Be Real in that 2 minutes you're supposed to, then you can't take a Be Real for the day. I actually really like that because it's Be Real, but then if you can let people choose when
they
take it, it's kind of like Instagram, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I wish they kind of put 2 minute marker. Maybe I'd consider, but.
But then I also realized that that's a very dumb thing. Because that means that the server that they use Be Real on will crash, because that's like everyone, not in millions, but like however many users they have are on that server at those exact 2 minutes.
Oh, it's the same 2 minutes for everyone?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was different.
No, it's supposed to be the same.
I thought just a random algorithm, people just randomly.
That would be cool.
Yeah, no, it's supposed to be the same, but I think because people's like phone functions are slower or like their server is so like overloaded all the time that people get the notifications randomly, but it's generally in that 2 minutes. And then if you don't do it, I'll say you're late.
Oh, I like the idea of it though. Oh, I like the name a lot too.
Yeah. I don't think the people who invented it thought it would get this big either. Do we think that social media gives us too much exposure to information? Like, is that bad?
Yes. I genuinely think people lived happier lives back then because ignorance is bliss, bro.
But what about like the very beginning purpose of social media? Like Facebook, the whole reason it was created is so that you can connect with people, like old friends or I don't know, people from across the world, because the idea that you could even do that in the first place was crazy.
I feel like I use social media for what its original purpose was. You see what your high school friends are doing, you see what your college friends are doing, and just share them your snippets in your life, whether through a video or through Instagram and stuff. So I think that's why I don't feel like I'm getting too much information from there, because I'm using it for exactly what I want to use it for.
I feel like I'm using it for what I want to use it for, like what I'm grateful for social media, which is like how to spread news. For example, like loan forgiveness. How would you know about loan forgiveness and all that if it weren't for social media? Or like the fact that I found out applications came out the day it came out was because of social media. So I'm just like, without that, I wouldn't know so many things that are necessary in my life. But it's the more glorified side part that I'm also on that I hate. So I don't know.
I think social media and news to me is I draw a line where, like, if I'm trying to get news, I'll get it. I'll see it on Twitter or the news itself or TikTok. Never mind. I'm gonna shut up.
Actually, yeah, no, when I look for news, I always Google something. I never look on Instagram or whatever for news.
But that's because there's like a topic to Google that you know to Google. What about the things that you don't know but you want to know?
Because I feel like most of the things that I want to know, I would just Google it.
Yeah, I guess maybe it's the thirst of knowledge for me that I'm just like, well, there's so many things that I don't even know I want to learn until I see it. And then once I see it, I'm curious about it.
Yeah, she just said, I don't have a thirst for knowledge.
Oh, it's like the idea that there's so many jobs in this world that you don't know exist until you meet someone with that job and you're like, holy shit, that's so cool.
It's not like minuscule things that I'm talking about that you have too much exposure into. It's like the world things that you're just aware of at all times, everywhere. Problems in the world that I'm exposed to. And it's like things we should know, because if you don't know, then you fall behind. Mm-hmm. But it's just like knowing everything that's wrong in one moment is overwhelming sometimes. I remember Instagram used to be the biggest problem, because everyone, or like adults, would say things like, oh, teenagers or young, like children who had Instagram would compare themselves to unrealistic beauty standards or stuff like that, right? Where I never like experienced that on Instagram, because I don't go on the explore page and I only follow friends. Like I don't follow celebrities. Once I scrolled over to TikTok, one, it's like all you can do is mindlessly scroll, versus Instagram, if I finish all your stories and posts, I could be done, right?
Yeah.
TikTok is never ending, but also I'm exposed to people who, like, the negative side really sticks to you, of like people who don't live a happy life or like whatever. Another big thing is the comments. Like, even if the video is positive or something, people always have something to say. And like, I somehow always go into the comments. And even if the video itself was funny, I read like a bad comment and I'm just like, why? Like, why? And it just like ruins my time on TikTok. So I think maybe it's just like more emotionally I get affected by it. But yeah, I should not be on TikTok. But I've been saying that for the past whoever knows how long. So I'm getting inspiration, man. I'm trying. Fuck.
Do you have a shorter attention span because of it then?
I don't think so. I feel like my attention span is more or less the same.
I'm trying to think if I do or I don't. I feel like I do, but I also don't, because I read and like I have no problem sitting down hours at a time doing something if I enjoy it. So I don't think I have a short attention span. I think my standards for what content is out there is a lot higher, which is why I would say I have a shorter attention span, because sometimes I come across like a TikTok video and I'm like, this was ass. I could have done it so much better. And then I'd like kind of go next. It's like the first like 5 seconds, I'm like, you didn't catch my attention. Next.
Or then I just take more breaks.
What do you mean?
Like if I'm doing something, if I'm being productive, I have a short attention span because I take more breaks. I'm like, oh, let me go on my phone. Scroll. Oh, let me see. You know? It's not like a prolonged period of focus time unless I proactively do that.
Do you think you're addicted to social media then?
Should I delete TikTok right now?
You want to hear the funniest story? So there's one morning where I was like, I'm done. I need to stop TikTok. And I deleted it. I texted my sister and I was like, hey, I deleted TikTok. So if you have like any funny videos you want to send, just like send it through message, because I won't see her message on TikTok. And she never responded. And I think it was like 2 hours later, I re-downloaded it because I had to go to the bathroom. And I was like, I want something to do when I'm in the bathroom. So then I texted her and I was like, never mind. And she didn't even get the chance to respond to me.
Oh, see, when I go bathroom, I play Candy Crush. I play Candy Crush, or for a while I was reading, or I guess I scroll on Reels or YouTube Shorts. I actually scroll on YouTube Shorts a lot.
Oh, those are the videos that I never open. Okay, I deleted TikTok. I'll let you know how long it lasts.
Tonight she just texts us, I got bored.
I was thinking this the other day. I was like, okay, if I do a cleanse of social media, when it is my downtime, what do I do? Because I feel like people say that they delete social media because they need to focus more on work, or they need to like be proactive in their life. But I feel like I'm really good at that. Like I've set up a system for myself where I will do the work that I need to do. I will edit. I will, you know, get all the stuff that I need to do. But there also has to be a time period where I'm like clocked out of working mentality. So during that time period, what do I do if I'm not on social media?
Take a walk, go work out, watch a show, read a book.
That's work for me. Okay, maybe reading a book. But like when it comes to like movement and gym, I feel like that's part of my working. Like relaxing for me is just laying there and like nothing.
Okay, fair.
So that's why I'm so curious. I'm like, what do people do?
Game. They watch stuff. Like they watch a TV show. They watch a movie.
That's what I have a short attention span for. Now I can't watch shows or movies.
Oh, or like when you're scrolling while you're watching a movie?
Yeah. Like I can't fully focus. I'll like scrub through the TV show or episode if I'm like fully engaged into it.
Bruh, that's okay. Back then, Jam used to, dude.
She still does.
Oh my God. Jam used to say this. Oh, I like 1.5 speed YouTube. Or she'll skip through like certain intros of Netflix shows. And I was always like, why? Just watch them at normal speed or just, huh? Dude, I can't anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, I skip through all of that.
I can't either. I feel like sometimes things are too slow. Like I need it to move faster.
See, the thing is, I don't think that was because of social media. That was just me as a person. I'm just not like the most patient person.
Exactly.
So I just want things to get to the good part. You know, wait, is it a song? Look, let's get to the good part.
Let's get to the good part. Yeah.
The thing is, I really don't know if I'm made for like short form content.
Dude, I was about to say, I don't think Jam will even have a problem if she were to be on TikTok. I don't even think she'd have a problem with it because Jam doesn't get fixated on stuff.
No, remember when I was on TikTok for a period of time when you guys were on it? I was like on it a lot. It was very easy for me to just quit. I wouldn't say quit because I was never addicted to it. It was very easy for me to just not be active on there.
That's true. I feel like you don't get affected about things like that. Like you'll just consume it for what it is.
I think it's the... Is it the lack of empathy? Because I don't get affected by world news like that
either. Is Jamila a psychopath? Stay tuned.
No. Don't say that. Because Jam has asked before if she is a psychopath.
Was it psychopath or was it like
sociopath?
Sociopath.
Bruh, don't feel.
Yeah. I think my pair was coming that day because afterwards I took the quiz. It says I was like 80 or whatever percent sociopath. Dude, and then you guys were like, oh my God, maybe you are. I was like, am I? I look in the mirror. I'm like, fuck, you're a sociopath.
I don't think you would cry about it if you actually were. I think you'd be like, cool.
True.
And then you just move on.
Yeah.
I feel like the one good thing I'm good at compartmentalizing is comparing myself. Like once I feel myself getting more negative about like how I view myself because of social media, then I'm like, I'm out. Like I will never dig deeper into that hole because that's not another thing I want to add to my plate. Like any comparison or insecurity that I have is from myself. If anything, I take inspiration. I'm like, oh shit, like that's what I could look like, so I'm going to work harder. It's more a question for Sharon, but I guess Jam, if you had advice for it, then go ahead. But if you were to, is there a way for you to have a healthier approach to social media then? Or what would you ideally want that to look like?
Not having it.
At all, period? Like not even for like the good side of things?
Not having TikTok.
But it's so funny.
That's it.
No?
It is funny. Dude, I don't know why. Dude, I had an argument conversation with my brother today. And he kept calling me an emotional person. And I have never heard that in my life because I'm always surrounded by Jamila. Who says that she's an emotional person, right? And I'm not saying, oh, because she's like that and I'm not like she's like emotional. It's never been like that, but it's just like I've never been told that I'm an emotional person. But like ever since he told me, dude, this is like trauma. Ever since he told me that all day, I'm like, holy shit, maybe I am. Because things like what I see on TikTok and stuff like get to me when in reality, maybe they shouldn't. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So like, I'm like, oh my God, how do I work on that?
But it's like vice versa for me. Like I'm very emotional. But when it comes to things like TikTok or when I see a lot of world news, it doesn't impact me as hard as it impacts you guys.
Yeah. I think it depends on like what you care about.
Yeah. I'm only laughing because Jam's laughing.
We just all have different preferences for what we look at the world to be.
It just makes me sound like a really ignorant person.
No.
It's bliss. We'll just go with that.
Or if it doesn't have a direct correlation to me, then... It's sensing not a problem for me,
yeah,
which is like a you can compartmentalize,
yeah.
Versus I guess sometimes I can't.
Yeah, sometimes I wish I was more about it.
Maybe I don't know. Maybe not have it or like fucking go to therapy. I don't know. You know, one of those.
You should try it.
I don't have money. Later,
you could do something.
Thank you.
How about after all my sessions, we'll just repeat it, but I'm the therapist and you're the being one getting counseled. Yeah, I don't know how I want to intake social media. I want to do a complete cleanse and like delete everything, but I just don't know what to do with my time. That sounds pathetic.
I mean, if it doesn't affect you like that, then you don't need to. Like, I think there's a lot of people who are like, oh, social media cleanse or like, delete this and delete that, but it's probably because it does affect other parts of their lives. But if it doesn't as much to you, then like you don't need to.
I have this big debate where I'm like, am I just wanting to be productive way too much? So then I think I should cut social media so I don't get any break at all. Or do I keep social media so that I actually have downtime?
The latter.
I can't tell if I'm just being too lax on myself or if I actually...
No, because I feel like when you're productive, you're like fucking productive.
Yeah. So I just want to wake up earlier. I want to try to wake up at 5 a.m.
Dude, I have honestly come to really accept that I'm a night owl. I function a lot better at night. And if you try to wake up earlier, I just can't. I think my optimal time is like 1 p.m. and after. So now I'm totally okay with waking up at 10. Because sometimes I sleep at like 3.
You guys don't like worry that like one day if, okay, maybe not a problem. Oh, never mind. We've already had this conversation.
Do it again.
I was going to say like, don't you, sorry.
That's my pet peeve about Sharon.
Sorry,
go back
sorry,
to whatever sorry. Episode.
Sorry. The conversation of, if you have kids, and I was going to say, oh, Vicky's probably not going to have kids. And oh, if Jam does, like she doesn't really care about this. But like, if you were to have kids, the whole problem of social media for them. People are getting younger and younger and younger.
Yeah.
Because of social media. So that's why I see things like 21-year-olds who are like millionaires. And I'm like, well, what the fuck am I doing with my life? You know what I'm saying? Even though I know there's just amount of other 24, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30 people who like probably are still figuring it out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't know. It's crazy because I feel like I see more older people who are like in the boomers that are posting videos of like, I don't have my shit together, I'm lost, I'm not married, I'm single. And then more videos of like 21-year-olds saying like, I just bought my first house.
Like, why are we fast tracking? You're supposed to have a childhood. You know what I'm saying?
I had that conversation with my cousin. She's like part of the boomer's age. So she's like in her 30s. But I was curious about how she felt raising kids.
Wait, isn't like, boomers like our parents' age?
And what's like
30s?
30s
like
millennials?
Millennials?
Oh,
never mind. Oops. She's a millennial. Sorry. But she like doesn't know anything about like TikTok slang. You know, like that type of...
Yeah, is that's like millennial? My brothers. Yeah.
Oh,
that's my brother.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. So millennials. And so I was curious on how she felt raising kids because they're in like, she just sent her first child into college. And so like, I was curious at how she felt, and she like raised them to be how ideally I would want to raise kids if I had kids. It's like her youngest is a seventh grader and she does not have a phone. And then I asked her, I was like, well, does your daughter get bullied for not having a phone because everyone her age has a phone? And she goes, she doesn't tell me, but I don't think she is. And it's like, it really depends on the child, because I can see from my baby cousin who's the one that doesn't have a phone, like she's not affected by these things. If anything, she'll just like look over at her friends and be like, oh my God, that's so cool. But then she understands not having a phone and why. I guess ideally that would be what I would make my kids go through. And I just have to communicate really well why I don't think they need to have a phone. That was a very long story about why I think my kids will not have a phone if I have kids. I don't think it's as bad as we imagine it to be if we don't give them technology. It's just the worst part is that they get bullied for it. But bullying builds character.
That's it.
I'm sorry. It doesn't. I'm just finding excuses.
I know a social media app that I really like that we didn't really talk about. Actually, I don't even know if this is a social
media. Okay, tell us.
I love Bumble Friends.
That's a good one.
I don't know if it's like social that's media. That's a great one. It's a social app, but I've had really good experiences on there.
The life of an extrovert, man. Holy shit. Imagine that. I can't even make friends in real life. What makes you think I could do that virtually? Hey, what'd you do today?
Actually, when I was in Korea, I also agreed. Bumble Friends, like, gave me really good people that I had, like, great conversations with, so.
Well, everyone, that was our conversation as to why Sharon and Vicky think or hate, don't like social media. Hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Let us know how you feel about social media, if you're more like Vicky and Sharon, or if you're more like me, where you just kind of vibe along. Yeah. Anyway. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye. Bye.